Can you please introduce yourself to listeners out there?
Yes, my name is Ingrid Sam. I'm working in Alianza here in Virgil. I have been working, I have involved with the Workers' Alliances for 3 years. First of all, I spent 3 years as a volunteer in Simcoe, Ontario. This is my first year as coordinator here in Virgil.
Can you give an intro to this event?
This event?
Yeah.
Okay, the more important about this event is to try to invite most of the workers, to bring them more information that we can. Another reason is try to enjoy with like a family, especially with the Mexican people. They are really, you know, shy people, and it's really difficult to talk with them, and with that kind of this event it's easier to talk, and that way we can tell them all of the service that the Alliance has, and that's all. That is the more important event, to let them know that they have someone that they can ask for everything, for if they have questions, if they have fears. They can come to us and ask.
Hola, Gerardo Luis, ¿está dentro?
Sí. How did the idea for this event come about? And
ideas?
Yeah, how did this event form?
Okay, the open house, you mean the open house? So we tried to do it twice a year, but it's you know, it's very difficult because here in the area, some of the workers start working in afternoons, and some of the workers start in January until June, and some of them start working June until September. So it's very difficult to try to reach people in the same day. So I'm trying to do this event earliest in June, the first week of June, but we know that there were no people enough to come, so we're waiting until this time to do this event.
How many migrant workers are there in Niagara region?
We have a lot. I don't know exactly. And I don't know, want to say maybe that I was a mistake, but I think we have a 600. Yeah, but I'm not sure.
So what's been planned for today?
Planned today is tell them about the service that we have in the Workers' Alliances, and because most of the workers, they don't know exactly what the work that we do it. And so try to tell them that it's not just we are here to fill it out the parental benefit. We are here to try to make a solution for some of the problems that they have. And also we want to have a good time with them, especially with the woman. Women that they need a lot of help because they are really shy. And we are working with Petra and we are working with Kate, and they have a clinics with a sexual, they have a sexual clinics, and I think there is a very, very important thing for them.
How many workers have attended the event?
Here? Mm-hmm. Estimate? A lot.
What do you think? Like 100?
No more. I think we have 250.
Wow, that's great.
250. That is the we were expecting 250 people.
Yeah. No.
250. Maybe more than that. Maybe more than that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful, and we are really happy because it's not. We have Mexicans and Jamaicans too. So we have a good person that everybody knows that she is Angie. Angela, she is a nice girl, Jamaican girl, and you know the Jamaican workers love here. And we also working with a good team. That is Claudia and Luis Carlos and Cecilia. Unfortunately, they are not here right now, but I think we have a good team.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from the workers today? What kind of feedback today? Have you gotten a good response? You know, have people really appreciated this? They learned a lot.
Yes, yes. I noticed that. I know the Mexicans. I worked with them 6 years. I have been working in the greenhouses and in the fields to pick in a lot of stuff. I have been a good relation with Mexican workers, so I know a little more about them. They like this kind of event because it's really they really like it because they need that kind of things, you know. They work 7 days a week, and in this kind of, if we have this event, they feel that they are important. That is, I know that the work is very important for them, but you know, they need to take a rest, at least 1 day a week. This is a good day for them.
What workshops are being held today?
So we have workshops, IAFCO. So they have workers' compensation issues, and we have health clinics too.
What's involved with the health clinics?
The health clinic, sexual. That is very important because in this area there are a lot of girls, and it's very important, I think. So for that thing, say we have Kate. Kate is the person that they are trying to reach them. She does, and she is a wonderful person too, and she speaks Spanish, and she has been a good, you know, good relationship with the girls workers, Mexican workers.
Any other workshops that are being held
today? No.
Based on your experiences and knowledge, what are the most important issues facing migrant workers currently in Canada?
I don't know. For me, it's a personal. I know Mexican workers. I have been my own experience with them. I know exactly that they work really, really hard. They have a lot of problems. That's one of the problems is that they don't speak English. So there's really a big, you know, problem with them. And I know them.
Language is a huge barrier.
For the Mexican, mm-hmm. yeah. And another hand is they are coming from far away, and you know, and they have different cultures that we have here in Canada. They need a lot of help. You know?
So you're also saying that health is an important issue facing migrant workers? That health is an issue?
Yeah, I think they need us. I think they need us because sometimes they feel like they are alone. You know what I mean? So I think our work is good for them because now they know that they can they can come over to us just if they want to come to visit, they have a good, you know, time to talk with us.
What are some of the common health problems experienced by migrant workers in Canada?
Allergies, because sometimes some of the workers, they have to work with contact directly with the pesticides. I think that is the biggest problem what we have in that issue, yeah.
And how do these problems arise? Do you know how they come about? How these health problems like allergies, how do they come about?
I think it's because they don't know exactly. So that is it. We try to, with this kind of workshops,
They don't know about it.
They don't know. And another thing is the same thing. You know, the boss say, okay, you have to work right now, and they have to do it. Even if they are working after, put some pesticides on the fields. They don't matter.
There's also an eye workshop, I heard. There's an eye workshop, eye health workshop, and... Do you know anything about that?
Yes.
What's that about?
It's unhealthy and occupational unhealthy. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So I was talking about them. Okay. I know them. I knew them 3 years ago when I was working in as a volunteer in Cinco. That is the first time that I met them.
Who's them?
Jennifer and some of the doctors, Eduardo and... Two doctors. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic people. They are really good. Yeah, I know them.
Can you talk a bit about what kind of health services are offered to migrant workers and non-status peoples or people with precarious status in Canada? Can you talk a bit about what kind of health services that Canada offers?
They have the LOHIP. They have it. Yeah, but it's they use it, and they're available to use it, but, you know, they can go without someone that they don't speak English, because they don't have communication with the doctor, so it's very difficult to them. So that's why this kind of workshops is really good for them, because they speak Spanish and sometimes they feel more comfortable to talk with them.
So English is a huge barrier.
Yeah, definitely. The language is the huge. It's really bad for them.
So what are essential steps that can be taken, that need to be taken to remedy these issues, these problems? Like what kind of, on the part of the government, what can they do to help remedy these issues?
The government, I don't think that they are available to do something. They can do some change about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy that I saw a lot of people. I think was an awesome. Okay, and thank you for all of the people that came here to visit us, and nothing more.